Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we've been talking about storms and rebuking storms, and particularly storms that Satan's instigated. I know Brother Hagin one time, he talked about back during the Divine Healing Crusades. Oh, there was a move of God of divine healing that went through after World War II. And the preachers, many of them had huge gospel tents. They'd fill them up, 20,000 people, 10,000. And once Brother Hagin came to a place, and the gospel tent had been hit by a storm, and it had torn it just to pieces. And this preacher who owned the tent said to Brother Hagin, "I don't know if it was God or the devil." And Brother Hagin said to him, "Brother, God is not going around blowing down gospel tents. He's going around putting up gospel tents." So one thing you can say is that scripture in John, which says that which kills, steals, and destroys, that's the devil. And that which gives life and life more abundantly, that's from God. Every good thing, every good gift that comes down. Some things are a result of the curse, but there are demons, there are devils. And I'm just going to read you from the Authority of the Believer by Macmillan. He writes a foreword in this book. And just think about it now. He died when he was 1956. And he writes, "The rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness." And if he died in 1956, he'd be shocked if he was here today. I tell you, I can hardly watch television. The increase of the powers of darkness in the commercials, in the shows, in everything. And when we give him a place like that in our society, he takes it. Now, we have authority over Satan. And Hannah was just telling me about a case. Tell that case where you were just talking about. We're talking about authority and in the realm of authority.
Well, I was telling her when I was a senior in high school, we always took missions trips. We didn't have a senior trip.
You went to a Christian school.
Oh, yeah, I went to a Christian school. So we were raising money for this missions trip. And we, one of the students, his church was letting us use their building and their facilities and their church. It was going to invite the parents to have like a dinner. And so they let us use this church. And my part was I volunteered to watch the kids that the parents brought and to have to watch them. And it was me and this other girl. And so I was at their church and was before the dinner started, I was just walking in the church in the hallway, and this like it looked like a man. It was as tall as a man. It was like a black figure, but I thought it was a man, was walking really fast down the hallway. And so I was following him, and I didn't know it was a man, and I was just, because it was walking so fast, and I was following him. And then he turned and went into a room. And then I went in the room, and then there was nothing there. I was like, I thought it was a man. And then there was nothing in the
room.
When
it disappeared, did you know it was a devil?
Yeah. And so kind of since that happened, I was kind of alert, like with the church, like checking the atmosphere, you know. And so we went into the room to babysit the kids and stuff when they came in. And upstairs in the church it was more like the attic of the church, but they had the Sunday school rooms for the kids. And so I went up there, and it was pitch black with the kids. I brought them with me so they could pick out the toys they wanted from the room.
That's where the toys were stored, right?
Yeah, in the classes, in the classrooms up there. So we went up the stairs. You had to go up these big stairs, and it was pitch black, so I had to find the light. I mean, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And so I could sense, you know, it just felt, you could just sense, you know, the atmosphere. And so anyway, I heard in my spirit, I didn't hear an audible voice, but I just heard in my spirit, what do you think you're doing here? What do you think you're doing here? You don't have authority here. And I said, yeah, as long as I'm here, I do. I have authority over you. And I just pled the blood over the...
So you knew that you'd followed down the hall lived there.
Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of that story of Brother Hagin and Papa Goodwin. You remember Papa Goodwin, Papa and Mama Goodwin, Mr. and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin, who were Brother Hagin's, Kenneth E. Hagin Sr.'s best friends. And they pastored a church. And I guess it was a different church that they had gone to. And Brother Hagin went there to preach. And he said, it was just hard. It was so hard. He said, everything you preached, it seemed like it just bounced off the back wall. Like you threw a wall and rubber ball against the wall and it bounced back at you. He said, it was the hardest place to preach I ever preached in my life. And so he went, you know, he'd go away, and then in the next 6 months or so, he'd come back and preach again. It'd be like that again. Now, Brother J.R. Goodwin and Mrs. Goodwin, she's a real prophetess of God, and he's a Bible scholar. And so then Brother Hagin came back. I think it was about his third time to go back. And he says, the easiest thing you ever saw. Easiest thing to preach in that church. And Brother Goodwin said to him, smile on his face. He said, Doc, did you ever see any difference in the preaching here? And did you tell any difference? He said, yes. He said, it used to be hard. He said, now this is so easy. It was just wonderful. And he said, yes. He said, when I came here, I saw that was the case. And he said, I came out to the church and I fasted and prayed. And he said, God showed me, I saw up in the rafters, this, I can't remember what it's shaped like. Can you, Hannah? I can't remember what the...
Chandelier?
It was on the chandelier, but it was a monkey-like thing.
Monkeys.
Monkey-like thing. And it was a big one, like a gorilla kind of, or a chimpanzee. And he said, I saw that thing. And when I saw it, I said, you get out of here. And he started using, as the pastor of the church, his authority. You hit the road. You get out of here. Well, I don't want to go, but I know I have to go if you tell me to go. He ran that thing out the back door of his church. He watched it go. And it ran down the street to a bar named the Green Parrot Bar. And that night, the bar burned to the ground. So that they're there, and they're real. But the good news is, we have authority over them. It is written, resist the devil and he will what?
Flee from you.
Flee from you. And Brother Hagin said one time he was at that scripture and he was, he was just impressed. Now that word flee, there's something in that word flee. And so he looked it up, I think probably the Noah Webster's big dictionary, and it says, run from as in terror, as if in terror. They are terrified by you. They are terrified by you because Jesus is in you. They're not terrified of you, but they are terrified of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Now, in our elevation, we have been elevated to the right hand of the Father. Here are just some notes from the Macmillan book. I write in the back of my Bible, I've got notes, and it says, these are paragraphs from the Macmillan book. The right hand of the throne of God is the center of power of the whole universe. In the elevation of his people, Christ's people with him, they are made sharers of his throne, elevated in the plan of God to exercise authority over the powers of the air. So when you rebuke the storm, if it's a windstorm, if it's a storm of life in the financial realm, in the physical realm, in your children, if you rebuke that storm, you're doing it from the place where you are elevated in the plan of God to exercise authority over the powers of the air. This elevation took place potentially at the resurrection of the Lord because of the believer's inclusion in him. It is ours simply to recognize and to take our place in humble acceptance giving all the glory and the honor to God, who has lifted us up with him. Jesus said, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore." Macmillan does write, "In the exercise of authority, there is needed divine courage. With this courage, there must be a continued and close abiding in God, a spirit that is alert to every urge and check from him, and a mind that is steeped in the Word of God. Since God himself, with an eternal purpose in view, has introduced his people into this sphere, we cannot doubt that all provision, full provision, has been made for our safety. The only place of safety is the occupation of the seat itself, far above. If the believer abides steadfastly by faith in this location, he cannot be touched." Smith Wigglesworth said, "There is a place in God where Satan dare not come." It is written in Colossians, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. He raised us up together and made us sit together in him in the heavenlies." Now we are told in Ephesians 4:27, "Neither give place to the devil." If you give him a place, he'll try to take it. And one of the ways, like Job, he said, that I have greatly feared has come upon me." And so we keep fear out of our lives. 1 Peter 5:8-9, "Be sober, be vigilant." That means watchful. "Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith." Mrs. C. Newsom writes in her book, "The price of constant victory is constant watchfulness." Watching, watching, watching. Be sober, be vigilant. Be vigilant means watchful. "Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith." We keep up a watch. We keep up a resistance. We keep ourselves abiding in the Word of God, knowing the voice of God. And it is written in Revelation 12:10-12, "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to the death." We overcome him. There is not one hint in the Bible that we are to be overcome ever. We are to be overcomers. But if you're called to be an overcomer, that means there's something to overcome. And of course, that's the kingdom of darkness. But praise the Lord, you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. We'd love to send you this book, The Authority of the Believer. It's really for this hour, by John A. Macmillan. Normally sells for $13. We'll send it to you for $5. Only on this radio offer. 1-800-972-3447. Call us and ask for the radio offer, The Authority of the Believer, by John Macmillan. That's 1-800-972-3447, or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you enclose an offering, we'd be very happy to receive it to go on with our radio work. This is all archived. You can find these things online at billybrim.org. Shabbat Shalom.